This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Dr. Edith Hill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren.
We were just having a little off-air chat. In Melbourne, it is so miserable and cold at the moment. But you were saying it's also like that in Adelaide.
Yeah, it is so cold. I get up really early and I was kind of waiting for the sun to come up this morning and it felt like it didn't. It just got slightly lighter. Like there was no sunrise. It was just cloudy and overcast and raining and I was just a little bit sad.
So I imagine because of the weather, you sat inside and did your job, which involved staring at TikTok. What did you come across?
What a beautiful segue. And that is exactly what I did.
Yeah, I knew it would be.
There's so much juicy stuff, so much stuff going on at the minute. One of the first things I wanted to talk about might be a little upsetting for some people. So just a little heads up. We're talking about people who are estranged from their parents, mm-hmm. or I guess more specifically, parents who are estranged from their children, because that is who is talking about their experiences on TikTok, is the parents.
What's happening?
Well, it's a little bit interesting. And the first time I saw it, I was kind of confused because the person who was making this video was a parent who had adults, like grown up children, and was talking about why her children were estranged from her. And it's obviously a very complex situation, but the way she was presenting information, immediately I was like, something does not seem right here. Mm. And as I dug deeper, I realized there's a bit of a community going on TikTok, which I wasn't expecting that to be the platform that it would happen on, especially because of the age difference, especially for these parents and the nature of how public it is. I assumed it would be like a private Facebook group kind of conversation, in my opinion. But it was these parents talking about being estranged from their children and sharing the stories of why their children decided to cut contact from them.
And, that's one side of the story, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't respect the privacy necessarily of the children who don't want to have anything to do with their parents.
Yeah, they really kind of structure it like here's what's happened to me, and it's a very them-centered kind of conversation, which I guess you might expect. But for the people who do want to, you know, fix a relationship and hope for contact again one day, I've got to say, I really don't think this is the way to go about it, especially sharing their private details online, talking about the things that you did that made them not want to speak to you anymore, and doing it so publicly. I just kept coming back to the idea of like, this is open to anyone in the world could watch this, and hundreds of thousands of people are watching it. And if that was me and that was my parent, I would be absolutely horrified, and it would not spur me on to want to have that kind of contact with them again in the future, to be honest.
And I mean, it comes again back to we've spoken about parents sending baby stuff, putting baby stuff online as well. It's the same sort of thing in a way, isn't it? I mean, it's parents making a decision to share information about their kids without getting their kids' permission.
Yeah, exactly. That was honestly one of my first thoughts as well, was like, normally I talk about like the ethics of sharing children because, you know, they're underage, they can't give consent, all of that stuff. But these are adult children who have made the decision to, for whatever hard reason, not speak to their parents anymore. And you're really taking a lot of those rights and privacies away from that person. I mean, they're your child. Just because they're a grown-up doesn't mean that you don't have some kind of responsibility and care over them. I think you do. But a lot of people are interacting with this content, and I hope this is no surprise, but the responses are genuinely not very positive. So a lot of other people are stitching these videos where they take a clip from them and then they add their own commentary after. And the majority of people see the negativity in this and really speak to why this kind of behavior isn't okay, and really encourage the people to take those conversations offline. But the creators who are doing this, the parents of who have estranged children, are very loud and proud about their stories, which I was kind of surprised at, to be honest, because it really doesn't paint them in a very good light, put it that way.
We're chatting with Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer in Learning and Teaching Innovation from Flinders University, about what everyone's talking about in the world of TikTok and YouTube. Edith, you're obsessed with a sound. Don't tell me it's munching cucumbers. What was that? That, you know, when it crunched? And said, is it that? It is, isn't it? No.
This the sound I'm obsessed with was made by some kids who were between 9 and 12 years old, which, again, wasn't expecting this to be on my thing list of things I'm listening to or obsessed with this week, and yet it is. There is this trending sound going around that has been created by a bunch of kids from Cork in Ireland, and it is like the bop of the summer. Like, yes, we're in winter, and yes, it's dreary right now, but when I listen to this song, I feel like putting on my sunniest sundress and having a little jig around my house. It is so fun and wholesome, and oh my god, you have to go and listen to it. And it is all over TikTok. I promise, if you open the app, you'll find it in the background of a video within 30 seconds maximum, whatever the right one is.
So who are these Irish twins?
So it's a whole group. It's a whole group of kids. And apparently there was some kind of arts initiative going on at the time in Ireland. So a bunch of these kids could come together to make this song. From the videos I've seen of them, they are young, like 9 to 12, and some of them look younger than that. They like, you know, very young, wholesome kids. A lot of them are in their school uniforms when they're on the radio, like in Ireland, you know, coming into the studio to perform this song.
So it's gone
and
off.
It's kind of like a rap in some places. Oh my god, it's gone off. So when I looked earlier today, there were 21,000 videos that had used this as a background sound, and that's for the official upload of the sound. So basically how it works on TikTok is an artist or a production company can like upload a sound that people could then use freely on the app. A lot of people use sounds in that way, but some people do, of course, just play it somewhere, upload it kind of unofficially. So there's no real way of getting like the full numbers of how many people are using this sound, but through official channels, it's already 21,000 videos. I feel like I've watched at least half of them, to be honest, for the amount that this sound has come up in my feed. But if it's cold and dreary and you need a bit of a bop to kind of like warm you up in the mornings, it has been stuck in my head for a full week, and I'm not even mad that it's been stuck in my head for that long.
How do we find it? What do we need to search for?
So the song is called The Spark. If you even just Googled like Kids Island song, like it's going to come up because of how popular it is. The official title is The Spark. The kids are very fun. It's very wholesome, and it's basically about them finding like their spark, and they've got their energy and they're ready to go. And it's just like a wholesome little summer song.
I wonder if it'll make it to radio.
Good. I don't know if I mentioned that. Like, it's good. Honestly, I hope it does. You might overplay it, to be honest, because it is like, it's good.
It's really good.
It's fun, energizing, and very nice for the dreary winter vibes that we've got going on at the minute.
All right. And moving on to something else. Now, when I read the heading of A Woman in America Has Gone Viral After Marrying Her Boyfriend of 3 Months, I'm just thinking, why? It's the last thing. I'm not interested. I don't care. I don't want to watch it. Why is everyone watching it?
I think the shock value. So I first came up, this came up on my For You page, which is like the main feed of TikTok.
Right.
And I saw a video by this woman and I was like, oh, that's a bit odd, but like whatever, just scroll past it. And then it came up on my YouTube trending page, and these people who make a podcast that I watch, watching a podcast sounds like an oxymoron, but I watch this podcast and they were talking about it. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I saw another TikTok and then another TikTok of people reacting to this woman. And I'm like, okay, I need to go and see like what's going on here. And basically, she mainly used to post like hair, makeup, beauty tutorial kind of stuff. And a couple months ago, she posted about getting her first boyfriend at the age of 27 and how, you know, it's not unusual for a lot of people to not start dating until they're a bit older. And, you know, it was quite nice. I'm like, oh, yeah, that seems reasonable. Then there was a follow-up video 3 months later of her reacting to her own video, being like, hey, guys, I've got an update. And from the time of meeting to marriage was about 3.5 months. And people are shocked at the naivety of this woman because she shared their relationship story. And the comments is what I think has made this video go viral. The virality of different videos comes from a few different places, but often it's based on the interaction and engagement that a video gets. So even if it's the funniest video in the world, if people just like and move on, it might get some kind of reach, but if people are commenting by the thousands, that's the kind of stuff that really spurs it on to, you know, other people's algorithms so they see it. So this video had thousands and thousands of comments underneath with thousands and thousands of likes per comment. Some of them had 50,000 likes, 20,000 likes just on a comment on this video. The one that really popped off had 3 million views, the video that she posted, and all the comments were people sharing their concern, talking about the red flags, talking about all the things that were parts of her story that they don't think she really realized how bad it sounded and what she was saying.
Oh, I feel
and
for
she's
her.
Continued to post so many videos after this. Yeah, it's complex, but it's interesting. I'm kind of in two minds. I'm like, I want to know what's going on and I want to keep watching, but I also feel a little bit bad.
What's the
I but suppose, I'm nosy also. What, so what, there's the, that
I mean,
too.
Edith, if I, let's say I was entering in, I was dating someone and, you know, and I was chatting to you and you were like, Warren, look, I think there's a bit of a red flag here. You need to be careful with this guy. I mean, I suppose what's the difference really? This is just the same thing, is it? On a bigger scale, but people aren't necessarily friends with her. Is it the same thing or am I on the wrong page here?
I think it is kind of the same thing. So the way that she has responded to these comments was, I don't know why people are mad. I don't know why people are acting this way. And all of the audience's responses have been like, hey, we're not mad. This is coming out of a place of concern. And for the comments I've seen, none of them are actually angry, because sometimes people will post an engagement video and there are always trolls, you know, making fun of the ring or making fun of the guy or making fun of how, you know, how they did it or that it was silly or whatever. But all of these comments that I've seen have been like, hey, babe, like, I'm going to hold your hand while I say this. You really need to, like, think about what you're saying and how you're saying it. But her response has been to not really listen or understand, or maybe she's not ready to. That's probably an element as well. But I think it is out of, like, care. So the internet is trying to maybe warn this woman about what's going on. But, of course, she's 27 and can make her own decisions. But I think it's the element of first boyfriend. Seem like she comes from quite an insular religious community as well. So I think that's an element people are kind of really drawing on, that they're assuming that she's come from a certain background. So there's a lot going on here, but it's gone super, super viral and everyone is reacting to it at the moment.
Edith, great to chat with you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Make sure you rug up and stay warm. Yeah,
definitely. And watch this little Irish video. That's Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer in Learning and Teaching Innovation from Flinders University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.